Population itself offers both opportunities and challenges. The challenges in terms of the fact that we failed to actually restore the system we already have. Opportunities because you have a bigger market. But if that bigger market, the people within the market do not have the purchasing power, they cannot improve their spending power. So that will create more challenges. But if you look at worldwide figures, there seems to be a correlation between population sizes and improved economic development. But whether we are able to take advantage of these is another thing. But knowing the figures is very important for planning.
The government association made it clear that 38.8% of the population are in the youthful bracket. Is that frightening?
I wouldn't be too frightened, particularly what kind of activities are the youth engaged in? From my perspective, if we have a bigger percentage of this in school, in some training, in some vocational training and the likes, that would be good. But if they are out of school, they are not in any gainful employment, and they are on the street, that is where the danger lies. But if we are going to do our planning well, and we can ensure that these people can be prepared for the job market and there can be available job for them as they are coming out of their various training, then it will be good for us. But if we fail to look at the fact that these people are going to come up and we need to prepare for them, then that's where the danger is. You see, I believe it is better to have a more youthful population than an aged population. Although both the youth and the aged may rely on the working group cohort that you may have. With the youth, there is a potential that can be tapped. So it is all a question of how we're going to manage the process and where we're going to ensure everybody is. So I, for one, would say that if these people are in school, if they are in some training, whether vocational or others, apprenticeship, whatever scheme that might be available for them, it could be good for us. But if we fail to create the environment that will enable them to take up employment beyond that process, there is a danger. And even where they are now, if they are not in any form of training that is preparing them for the future, then there is also the danger.
Mr. Odru said the increase in population, among other things, calls for the setting up of more schools, more hospitals and housing facilities. He said Ghana can take advantage of its youthful population, give them entrepreneurial skills and generate revenue from their expertise.
It could be frightening based on programs and projects that we decide to develop. For instance, what kind of educational system are we having now? How well does it prepare people? You see, I'm quite worried when we have an educational system that does not respond to our economic needs. We have a potential to even export some of our trained people. All over the world, countries are going into schemes that can enable them even to supply other countries. You go to certain countries like Japan and the Scandinavians, where they have an aging population, and they're going to need even healthcare professionals to look after some of these people. Sometimes when I hear Ghana is training nurses and yet they come out of school and they have to go and do this jama at the ministries before they are employed, I get worried. I think if we can prepare a scheme, we can have a system that we can even send some of our people out of the country. Maybe you go, you spend about 4 years, you come back, you are even coming back with another level of training. Then you send another batch. So you have a consistent system that we can even supply other countries.
Local governance expert Frederick Ejakodru.